Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Miss Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and I want to thank you guys so very much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with me, and for that, I am totally grateful. Hey, how's everybody doing? So for my Radio Land people, I am on Facebook Live, so you don't think I've lost it, okay? I am going to be greeting people. You're going to be hearing from others as I open up. I'm going to actually open up and have people who want to be on screen with me share what the topic means to them. It's time to live. But before we get started on all that, I want to get the business part out the way and thank my amazing sponsors. I want to thank my songstress, my soloist, my songbird that you just heard singing that song, Ms. Deidre Norvette. Y'all, she has an EP out there called This Is Me. Go support my sister. I think it's the EP is only like $3. Go out and support my sister, please. It's called This Is Me. And then the song was actually written and music played by Vodiology. And we have Red Rose Conquerors. Red Rose Conquerors are doing, they are actually doing a big kickoff right now with raising funds to do baskets for healthcare workers. So look up Cornelia Brown. She is the ambassador. She's our business coach. And she is at 404-786-0873. And she can tell you more about how you can get involved. What she's doing is taking like $10 donations. I donated last week, and I can't remember which hospital. You can even direct what hospital you want to support. But they are doing, Red Rose Conquerors are doing some great, great things. Y'all want to get involved and let them know that you want to support, because they are like bringing life and light to the healthcare workers all around the country. So thank you so much, Cornelia Brown and Red Rose Conquerors. Ultimately Unique You, with their fashion sense, with the accessories and stuff. They are on IG, on Instagram, and you can find them on Ultimately Unique, the letter U. Okay? Ultimately Unique You. Get your ladies, get your purses, your earrings, scarves, things of that nature. And guys and girls, because I'm so used to saying guys, if you have not gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox ebook devotional, y'all, it's only $2.99. That was the book that I released last year. And when I tell you that book, it's a book to take day by day. It's 21 days. It takes 21 days to create a habit. So you take a page a day to speak life into yourself, to be intentional about just breathing and remembering and reminding you of who you are, right? And then go to bit.ly/onfire, the number two, the word live, bit.ly/onfire to live, and get your detox options, detox supplies as well as energy. Y'all see me posting things. Y'all, I'm on this health kick. I am so serious. I'm ready to get some of this extra weight off. So we're doing that at bit.ly/onfire, the number 2, the word live, and Unique Expression by Design. If y'all need some custom things done. So like for me, I have a daughter graduate next month. Well, I think they delayed the graduation to June. But if you need some things customized, Unique Expression by Design can get that done for you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com or uebdesigns.com. I think there's also a link you can get to get the same thing. But anything you need customized, whether it's personal or business, they can take care of you. And that's it. Oh, and y'all, if y'all hadn't got the children's book, it's perfect timing. I know y'all looking for things for the kids to do. So my children's book, a learning book just for me, it teaches your children foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. It comes in paperback as well as ebook. So for those who have the tablets, you know, y'all can go and get that, and the kids can learn English and Spanish in their time frame. For those of you who have not gotten On Fire to Inspire tonight, I was asked, Aaliyah, you're going to do a special. I was like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to do a special. It's normally 12. And usually if I have them on hand, I'll do 10. But tonight only, I'm going to do 8. So if you're interested in a book, On Fire to Inspire, and the Lord had me actually sharing some pieces from the book the other week, like You're Chosen, The Chosen One, Pregnant with Purpose, Full Potential, so many other great pieces. We're going to do that book for 8 tonight. With shipping and everything, we'll do 12 for everything, shipping and everything. Email me at onfiretoinspire if you're interested, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com, and we can get that out to you. Thank you so much for all of your support, everybody. Make sure you share this live because we're going to be talking about some real life stuff. It's time to live, y'all. So in the time that we're in, you know, you're always hearing about Corona and you're very, very seldom hearing a lot of positivity. And that's one of the things that the Lord has had me. He said, you got to be a lifelight in the place of darkness. And so that's what we're to be, y'all. And so tonight's topic is time to live. One of the things that we got to be careful of, and I did a live yesterday as the Lord spoke to my spirit, we got to be so mindful and intentional even about our words, okay? Your words are producing or destroying, okay? Y'all heard me. Your words are either producing or destroying. So you're producing life or you're destroying something with it. For example, some people may kid around and be like, someone has, you know, they cough or whatever, something like Corona. No, we're not doing that because we're giving life to something. So I don't give life to what I don't want to give birth to. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me yesterday. I will not give life to what I don't want to give birth to, right? So you're being intentional about your words. Today I did a post about affirmations. I said, what is your I am statement today? And y'all, I got some powerful I am statements. So y'all make sure you go back to my page, my personal page, and go share your I am statement. And what I'm trying to do is get you to speak, even if you don't see it yet. I want you to speak that which you want to see versus what you currently see. It's time for us to come out of this place of just living and existing and kind of twiddling our thumbs and binging on Netflix and binging on BET movies and binging on Hallmark Channel. It's time to live. So what does this topic mean to you? We're going to start sharing. So if anybody want to share what it means to you tonight about what this topic means to you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to join me and share. Because it's time for us to live. What are you doing to improve yourself, increase your knowledge, improve? You know, we should grow in wisdom. One of the things that I ask God for daily now is wisdom. And so as I'm growing in wisdom, I'm growing in building myself. Because so many millionaires, when you hear about people who are millionaires and people who are really, really successful, they worked on their self first. They worked on, how can I improve upon me? How can I be a better me? How can I be the best version of me that God called me to be? And so with that said, the Lord has put me on a journey with this challenge that's called the Rise Up World Challenge. And I've been sharing it the last couple of days. They've had speakers like they had I just lost my thought. John Maxwell. We had, I see his face, and I can't even think of the man's name. Oh, my goodness. It'll come back to me, y'all. But they've had so many awesome, awesome speakers. Les Brown, Jack Canfield. When I tell y'all, they've had Jesse Eisler. I mean, people that are millionaires and billionaires just speaking life. And y'all, it's free. So if you go to bit.ly/RiseUpFB for Facebook, you'll be able to catch that every day at 1 o'clock now through Friday. And I post the replays. I've been trying to do it on my group page. If you have a small business, you're welcome to send me a request. It's called EWVPP. EWVPP stands for Entrepreneurs with Vision, Purpose, and Power. And that's what we're walking in. Because one thing that I learned, and this guy said to me years ago when I first started doing network marketing, the man said to me, he said, I got laid off from my job. And I decided right then and there that I would never allow the world to dictate whether my family eats or not. I was like, whoa, did y'all hear what I said? He said he would not allow man or the world dictate whether his family ate or not. So if he's unemployed, how can he provide for his family? So he started his own business. And, you know, he was very successful in his business. But we have to develop a mindset of, you know, what else is God calling me to do? Not just to work for somebody, not just to go into a job that I hate every single day and be miserable and count down my life. I mean, you're going in on Monday, but like, is it Friday yet? You go in and it's 8 o'clock and you're like, is it 5 yet? That's not living. That's existing. So for those of you who want to share, I'm going to bring you on with me. The topic tonight is, it's time to live. What does it's time to live mean to you? Or what does that say to you? So anybody want to come on? I just posted that link in the chat. You're welcome to come on. Let me see here. Yeah, I've put it in the chat. Anybody want to join? Let's see here. I know I had a couple of people that when I posted the topic, they were saying, Aaliyah, I want to join on that. I want to join. So if you all are in the chat and you want to share tonight, make sure you come into the live on the Facebook Live and click on that link that I just posted on there. But it's time to live. What is it? You know, when we were younger, we dreamed. We had all these dreams and all these goals, and life happened, right? Many of us, you know, you may have married or you may have had children, and life happened, and you stopped dreaming. But in this time, in this space, it's time to start living again. It's time to start dreaming again and start writing the vision and making it plain. Start writing down what it is that you want to do. On one of the sessions today that I was on, they said to do a, what do they call it, a post-it board, a post-it like you're doing, you know, just writing down everything that's in your head and just putting it on like a board. And they were talking about actually creating a digital course, but even beyond that, just writing down your ideas. Hi, Miss Smith. Writing down your ideas of living. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40. I mean, when I tell you one of my friend's daughter has become a certified life coach at 20 years old, we need to have that tenacity that we had at her age. All right, Hedy, you ready to come on with us? Hey, Hedy, how are you? Let me see. Here you go. Can you see me? Can you see us? Did you have something to share?
Yes, I see you.
Okay. Did you have something you want to share with us? What does that topic mean to you, Hedy?
Well, it means when I hear it's time to live, it's like no more excuses. And you know, shut up and not say. It's time to live because God gave you to give life and life more abundantly. But you must understand your strength. understand what you are really all about. It's time to live. I bring you peace.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. You're so anointed for what you do. Yeah, this is Hetty. One of my sisters, she has poetic ministries. And when I tell y'all, God has called her to do what she do. I gave her, when my mom passed about 4 months ago, actually almost 4 months ago in a couple of days, I gave her some descriptions of how my mom was. And y'all, when I tell y'all, she wrote these pieces like she knew her. The Holy Spirit just took over, and they were such beautiful pieces. People were asking. And so that right there is so on point, so on time. She said, come on with that awesome poem. All right, Lady T. Lady T said, come on. Yes, I mean, you are so anointed for that. And I give God praise for you not sitting on your gift, not making excuses, not walking in self-doubt. Because that's where, you know, many of us, we talk ourselves out of things because we go into allowing our mind, you know, to tell us, well, you know what, you got to get it like this first. And, you know, because I actually want to relaunch my children's book with extra this and extra that. And one of my sisters said to me, Aaliyah, that thing is awesome. And you sold so many copies of it when you released it, and you had all this, you know, you were doing this, and you've been into the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Clubs, and you've done all of this stuff with that book. It's time. And you know what she reminded me of when she said that? God said, what did I put in your hand? So we're asking everybody that's listening tonight, whether they're listening live or they're listening by phone to the replay, or they're listening to the radio show online, what has God placed in your hands that you've been mishandling or sitting on? Ooh, when you put it like that, is that a wake-up call for some people? What have you been sitting on that God told you, I've called you to do this? There are some things that he's placing you to do, and he's giving you options to do, and you're like, I don't know if I'm ready. He wouldn't have given it to you to do if you didn't think you were ready. Right? Amen. Amen and amen. Wow. Woo, God is so awesome. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
That's about it. You know, we are our own worst enemy, and I speak for myself with that. If I can wake up in the morning and just say, you know, because I did wake up and realize that I've already been graced to do what God has called me to, and not worry about anything else. Because that's why he's given us the gift. And, you know, I'm breaking free of this. I can't do it. Or I want it to be perfect. No, God didn't call us like that to be perfect. He matures us as we move.
Right.
And I understand it so much. So, you know, I'm just thankful. And
yes.
Thanks again for the platform. I didn't realize my whole face was going to be up with at least one thumb over my head. But this is me. I'm at home.
Yes. You know what? We're home chilling. You're home chilling. I just finished Zumba before I got started. So I just put on some lip gloss and said, okay, it is what it is, because the show is going to happen. You know, so I'm all trying to kill. But I tell you, God is so faithful. He is so faithful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I got two more people wanting to share. Yay! All right. Thank you so much, Hattie. All right. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. We're going to Lady T. Lady T, you ready? Hold on, let me see here. Wait a minute, it's saying Mr. Reggie. Hold on, we're going to Mr. Reggie. Hold on, who is going up? Wait a minute, y'all. The thing was showing me one person. Then it went to another. Hold on. It showed me Lady T next, and then it showed me Mr. Reggie. Hold on, y'all. All right. Lady T, your screen ain't coming in with us. Hold on.
I might have to step outside.
Let me see. I can hear you, but I can't see you. Let me try it again.
Okay.
There you are. Hey, Lady T.
Can you see me now?
Yes, we can see you now. Okay. I'm freezing? Well, you're actually frozen for us. We can hear you, but you're frozen. You can't hear us? All right. So what does It's Time to Live say to you or speak to you?
Well, the thing that it made me think about was recently I was in a store and I saw the cutest journal. Mm-hmm. I just loved it and had to have it because I don't have enough journals, right? but on the front cover, it said, do more of what makes you happy.
Okay. Okay.
But even lately, I've tried to make an effort, and I apologize, the car is going to come by, I'm standing outside. I've tried to find things that make me happy that just have to do with me, because I've been blessed with a wonderful husband and amazing children, but so much of my life was devoted to them and what made them happy, what they enjoyed.
Right.
So God had me in a, trying to figure out me.
Right. Freezing on us again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. But we heard you, though. We heard you say, that's living to me. So we appreciate you sharing what it means to you. I mean, because my definition may not be the same as yours, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it's what speaks to you. You know? So thank you so much, because so many times as mothers, that's what happened. We put ourselves in so much of ourselves that we don't know how to be us anymore, because we've been mom, we've been, you know, worn all these different hats, but we lose sight of who we are. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Mr. Reggie, you're up next. Let's see here. Mr. Reggie, great evening to you. How are you this evening? Loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Well, I have no sound whatsoever.
Wow.
So, but can you hear me?
I can. I can hear and see you.
All right. Cool. First of all, good morning, everybody. Or should I say good evening?
Good evening.
I was not going to come on. I was going to stay in the background. I was going to be silent. You know, when the more she kept talking and just listening to, you know, the Holy Spirit work through her, I know that this really broadcast was dedicated just for me. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I called my sister girl today, and I told her, I said, sis, I need you to pray for me, because I was dealing with something, and I know it's something that I should not have been dealing with, and that simply was dealing with the spirit of fear. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called us at this particular time, those of us that have been in training for so long, those of us that have studied the Word, we know the Word, we know God lives within us, Holy Spirit lives within us, knowing that His Word lights up our path, and all we have to do is just be obedient and follow and listen. Oh, but 9999, I'm going to be the one. I don't want to do it that way, God. But do things my way. But then again, I got to thinking, what is my way? He says His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. My ways is not like His ways, right? I've been running. I've been feeling like Jonah. Right? Everywhere I go, someone's telling me, yo, dude, what are you doing? thing because I've been plagued with fear. I've been plagued because, again, with social media is a blessing, but then on the same token, it can be man's worst nightmare. Because a lot of people go on Facebook and they go on Instagram and they go to other places, and now they're comparing themselves with so many other people. And then, therefore, now we're looking at them and thinking that they're giants, when all along, no, we're looking at it from the wrong viewpoint. We are children of the Most High, and we need to know that, and we need to boldly speak that. But more importantly, not being fearful. So what does it mean when it's time to live? It's time for me to take off my shackles. It's time for me not worrying about what anyone else has to say or think about me. It's time for me to go on out and say what thus says God is working through me. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if, since we all came through that womb called the door of life from our mothers, that means we all have a gift that we are to bring here, polish up, take it to the marketplace, because God has given it to us. All right? And now as we go and we take care of his business, he's going to take care of ours. We just got to be bold and operate in the way that he tells us to operate. And so for me to even get online and say this in an open forum, I'm okay with that now, because I too had to face my giants. I too had to face my Goliath. And today, but actually started yesterday, but I made up my mind, no more fear. God says in 3 John 2, above all things, he wants us to prosper and to be in health, even as our souls prosper. While I look at everything that I've gone through, we've gone through the health portion, we've gone through the financial portion, I've had a heart attack, I've had this, I've had that, but guess what? I am still here. Not only am I still here, but there's a certain boldness in here. I could talk a little noise because I've experienced some things. So right now, with everyone being in a total frame of darkness and being in isolation right now, guess what? I'm just going to say this, y'all. Be encouraged. You know, and Leah, I mean, if I'm going too much, sister, please stop
You're
me
fine.
Because you know I can't go. But I just want to answer the question again. You say it's time to live. What does it mean to me? Well, I thank God for you for bringing this platform together. This was the platform that needed to be for me to come out to do what I do. And I love to talk. But more importantly, I love to set people free.
Thank
so,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you guys to pray for me. Pray for Real Talk with Mr. Reggie, because it's been something that's been forming. And now it's time for me to release it. So y'all get ready. If we're going to go out here and set some people free, that means that we got to go in and we got to do some dissecting first. And I'm starting with the men. And I say that because it's the first thing first. Men, yes, we have been called to be the head of the household. But a lot of us have never had a man role model to follow. So how do we know what it means to be a real man? But even if you did not have that, guess what? We have a friend in Jesus. We have a whole book full of instructions to tell us how to be that man. So we need to study to show ourselves approved first, and then we can go and we can go up. We go up on the mountain first. We hear from God. God gives it to us. We come back. We tell our partners, our ladies. We run our households. Right now, social media, the world's way of doing everything, they're the ones running our households. But God says, do not be conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as a man thinking, so is he. So where are we at, brothers and sisters? The real ones. The ones that our light is supposed to be shining, the shining light on this dark, perverse world we're dealing with right now. Where are the people that need that we need to rally up the troops together? We are in God's army. Nothing. No plague can come in and take nowhere near us. Nowhere near us. 10,000 may fall on one side, another number may fall on this side. But I ain't have nothing to worry about because he says that I'm protected. So we got to believe that. So anyway, with that being said, that's what this means to me, my sister. God bless you, and thank you for hosting this fabulous get together.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and giving us a man's perspective, because I'm so used to the women sharing with us, but the men, a lot of times, they act kind of shy on us. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. We lost your face. Thank you, love. But so that was awesome, y'all. I mean, the three that share it tonight. There's one that I need to read to you guys. Let's see here. And Lady T, you had a response that said, amen, Lady T. Lady Tamina, have to do those things to make us happy. Yes, because as mothers, you get so caught up in everybody else that you lose track of what makes me happy as well. Great evening, everybody, as you're joining us. We're talking about what does it mean when the topic itself mean to you. The topic is tonight, it's time to live. What does that say to you? What does that look like to you? So right now we're going to, if you want to share, I'm actually opening up the platform for you to share what that means to you if you want to. But I had one say, for a while I was sitting on all the gifts that God had planted on the inside of me. It's time to live it. Time to birth it. It's time to recreate and create the gifts locked down on the inside of me. All right. Amen, amen, and amen. So if you want to share and you want to come on the screen with me, that I am actually posting the link again, and you can share with us. The topic is, it's time to live. Y'all, this is so good. I love it. I love when my father gives me something to do and he shows me before he shows me. I see it before I see it. You know, and that's part of living. In this hour, I want you to be so intentional about seeing things, being still enough to hear your daddy talk to you, and then seeing it before you see it. Because, see, daddy normally only give me the topic like the day before, the day of, but he gave it to me like 4 days early. Oh, I didn't see this one. Most adults don't dream anymore. At least you are so correct. I didn't see this comment. Oh, she's on your watch party. Okay. At least you are so correct. Most adults don't dream anymore. And that's what I was saying a little earlier. It's time to dream again. So while we're waiting for whoever wants to share, I want y'all to do this exercise with me, okay? So I want you to close your eyes. If you're not driving, if you're driving or something, don't y'all close your eyes, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine yourself in a very peaceful place, a peaceful space. Now, I want you to intentionally start painting a picture, okay? So right now you have a blank canvas. So now paint a picture of if you had your ideal life right now, if money was an issue, anything was not an issue, what would that life look like for you right now? I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to just ponder on that. Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, you're awesome, because I did not plan on doing this. Close your eyes, and for just a few more seconds, I want you to clean the slate of your mind. You have a blank canvas, and I want you to paint a picture in your mind of what your perfect life looks like to you. Because it's not about materialism all the time. But what does peace look like to you? What does joy look like to you? What does walking in your overflow look like to you? With that said, anybody want to share? You're welcome to do so. I put the link down there, and you can share with us if you want to. I'm not going to make you come on the camera if you don't want to. But I want you to start dreaming. I want you to start visually start creating again, because there's so much locked up on the inside of people now. There's a piece that the Lord gave me called Pregnant with Purpose. And I promise you, there are so many people pregnant with purpose. It's time to have these babies, y'all. It's time. And no better time like the present. But as you're still visualizing and as you're still pondering on these things, I want to play this for you, okay? It's called Pregnant with Purpose. Facebook, can y'all hear this?
Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
That piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. That's actually from the book On Fire to Inspire. But as God was giving me these pieces, he said, people need to remember that they have all of this stuff just locked, as a young lady said earlier, that's just been locked on the inside. He's giving it to you. Well, what are you doing with it? I give the analogy that the Lord gave me all the time. He gave me a vision of people sitting on their hands, literally sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given you these tools, these talents and abilities, but what are you doing with them? Many of you are sitting on multi-million dollar businesses, but they're just here or here. And some of them, they're here, but what are you going to do to break through and let them out? There is somebody that's waiting on your gift. There's somebody waiting on your expertise. There's someone that is waiting on you to do what you're supposed to do so it can help them move forward, because you're the trailblazer for them. Had I not done this platform, there wouldn't be so many people, and I'm not saying that this is the grandeur of what it is, what God has called it to be yet, but I'm proclaiming it to be what he's called it to be. I'm walking in what he's called me to do, even when I was fearful. Because, y'all, when God told me to do this, I'm telling you, I was like, who, me? I don't know nothing about radio. And then he started saying, well, you got to start doing Facebook Lives because that's your preparation for TV. Huh? Me? What? So it's time for you to get out of your own way. I'm going to say it one more time. It's time for you to get out of your own way and let God be God and be the most magnificent version of you and live the life that he's declared you to live. Amen. It's time to let the vision break through. Yes, Minister Terrell. It is time to let the vision break through. It's time to have these babies, these spiritual babies, and do what God is calling you to. Some of y'all got some books, some bestsellers on the inside of you. God had allowed me to be able to hear Jack Canfield speak the other day. And when I tell y'all that man was talking about, he was a teacher. He was in school to be a teacher. Y'all, the man was talking about, hey, he had to eat noodles and all this stuff. And I mean, and I don't want to mess up this story because I've heard so many speakers, but they went from such humble beginnings. One guy, Jesse Eisler, he slept on 18 different friends' couches. He did not give up on what God placed on the inside of him until it was birthed. Y'all, he's now a billionaire. You didn't hear me say millionaire. He is a billionaire. He slept on 18 friends' couches. First of all, I don't have 18 friends. Second of all, I don't think I would have been able to say, oh, you know, but he did it. And it blessed me to be able to be in a space and in a place where God allowed me to hear all of these people's stories. And now I am being able to try to help push you, help you say, I'm your midwife. I call myself the purpose midwife. The Holy Spirit gave me that. And I'm that person that's saying, push, you got it in you. I'm your cheerleader too, right? Push, I know you can do this. I see this on the inside of you. I believe in you. Now I need you to believe in you. I need you to give yourself that pat on the back. I need you to understand that God is already, he has you. And he says, all I need you to do is take the first step because I got you. I've already been holding you up. Even when you wanted to do this, I held you up. See, y'all don't make me get happy. I done already got happy. My God, my God. But it's time to live, y'all. It's time to live. It's time to live. Anybody else want to share? I don't want to rant because tonight he said it's all about sharing. On what does that mean to you? Because all of the people that shared, everybody said something different, and they were all powerful. Every person was powerful. And like Lady T was talking about seeing sunrises and sunsets, y'all, I absolutely positively love that. When I tell y'all, when the Lord told me to write the book On Fire to Inspire, y'all, I told the Lord, well, you know what, Lord, if you're talking, if this is you telling me this, I need a beautiful sunset. Well, guess what, y'all? I went on a cruise for my daughter's birthday. I think it was her 11th birthday. And the Lord gave me a sunset. I told my daughter, grab a camera. Okay. So now let me tell you how the Father knows his children. He knows that we'll second guess ourselves, right? We'd be like, Lord, is that you? So at the same dinner table, same time, just a little later in the evening, as we were still talking, eating dinner, he gave me that exact same day, right there, this, whoops, that one, that day. So this was not a different day. This was the same day. That same one that you saw in the first one, that is just a, like a little bit later in the evening. And so I said that to say, it's time. It is so time. Even if you have to ask him, well, God showed me. He saw you. He gave me what I looked for, and then he gave it to me twice. He was like, okay, you see it? And then I happened to look outside again. I'm like, whoo! Then I was like, okay, Lord, whatever you say, do I do it? And that's how I'm finding Inspire with Birth. But for some of you, God has given you this book, and you're like, well, I don't have a title. Guess what? That book did not have a title until the very end. So don't let that tie you down. Don't let perfectionism tie you down. Just do it. And then you can go back and clean it up later. And then he'll give you your topic later. Because I'm telling you, the title later. My book was pretty much, it was finished. And so I'm in there and I'm like, okay, Lord, what's my title? And I used to say all the time, you should always aspire to inspire somebody else. I've always loved inspiring people. That's just who I was created to be. And I was like, but that's not the title. That's not it. And my cousin Darlene called me from South Carolina and she was like, what are you doing? 10 o'clock at night, y'all. What are you doing? And I'm like, I just finished my book and I'm excited, but I don't have a title. And she said, well, what are you working with? I said, you should always aspire to inspire someone else. Aspire to inspire, but that's not it. She said, did you say on fire to inspire? Yeah, you're talking about jumping up and down and almost just, oh my goodness, just having a praise party. Because it's like, although that's not what I said, that's what she heard. And it just made my baby leap on the inside, and that was the topic. So God will give you exactly what you need. Just be ready to move forward. And it's no more time of just saying, well, no more. We bind procrastination tonight. We bind self-doubt tonight. We bind fear tonight. And we release you into the place that God is calling you to have visions, to dream again, to write down new goals, to even if it's just goals of being healthy. That's one of my new goals. Get healthy and drop some of this weight. One of my new goals is to help others live the life that God is calling them to be. And that's why God has given me this vehicle to do just that. So whatever it is that he's calling you to do, do not get caught up in comparisons, because that's what we can do. We can look at other people. Oh, she's only 35 and she's already got this. Guess what? You might be 55. This is the time that he's calling to. This is your now. That's her now, but this is your now. So don't get caught up in comparison, because son, I'm going to be honest with you. Some of them people just faking it. And some of them, you know, that's what they're doing. I'm just going to be honest with you. So don't get caught up in that. And then also, I used to tell people this too. You can have $10,000 mattresses and not get a wink of sleep. You can live in a multi-million dollar house and it still not be at home. So whatever it means that means life to you, it means living. It's not about getting caught up in materialism, because you can get those things and still not be happy. So what does it mean for you to live? I want you to just to let that marinate in your spirit over this week, all week long. Just what does that mean to you? And I want you to start journaling or just take a notebook. And every time you get an idea, I want you to just write that down. But every day I want you to be intentional about it. For about 10 minutes, I don't want you to just be like, oh my goodness, I can't dedicate that much time. But for 10 minutes, I want you to give that to yourself and just start dreaming again. Some of you are about to become authors. Some of you are about to become life coaches. Some of you are about to become podcasters. And some people, they need to know your name. Reggie, what's the name of your show again? Rapping with Reggie. What was it? I forgot. Reggie, what's the name of your show? Real Talk with Reggie. They need to hear, because he's so funny, but he is so real, and he's not religious. He's realistic with it. And so, you know, he's come through a lot. I mean, even after a heart attack and everything, he's still doing what God is calling him to do. And so when that thing of fear, like he said earlier, tried to creep up, he was like, sister, I need you to pray for me. What? What's going on? Well, you know, I have allowed real talk with Mr. Reggie. Thank you. I've allowed fear to come in. You know it now. When that happens, I want y'all to understand that you're right there. You're right there at it. And that's why the enemy's trying to use that to come against you. But honey, we shut that down tonight. For each and every person, we shut it down. We annihilate it. And we, what you call that thing when you burn it? When you put it in a, what you call that thing? That you burn, when you burn something up, incinerator. We put it in the incinerator tonight. Because it is time for you to live and enjoy your life and be at peace in everything concerning you. That's my desire for you, for you to be at peace and live the life that God is calling you to. Not trying to live like somebody else, not trying to do something like somebody else, be like somebody else. No, be who God called you to be. One of the things that blessed me when Les Brown was talking, I did not know he had beat stage 4. He had stage 4 cancer that had gone into 7 parts of his body. And he said, but in my mind, I kept saying, I'm going to beat this. I'm stronger than this. Regardless of what the doctors are saying, I am stronger than this stage 4 cancer that's metastasized into 7 parts of his body. He said, no. He said, our thoughts have magnetic power. He said, so I allowed the magnetic power that my thoughts have to allow my healing to break through. And y'all, he's speaking on platforms and stuff all over again. And one of the things that he and his daughter both said was, if you fall down, try to land on your back. He said, because if you can look up, you can get up. Y'all hear me? That blessed me. Les Brown and his daughter Ona said, if you fall down, try to fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. So I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what kind of hardships or failures or disappointments you've been through. Understand that you're still here, and now it's time to get up. It's time for you to, as God gave me these words years ago, about 2 years ago, he said it's time to awaken, arise, and live. Y'all, it's time for us to awaken, arise, and live. He told me awaken, arise, and move at that time. But it's time for us to awaken, arise, and live. So in our living, we're going to be moving, right? We're not going to be stagnant anymore. No more stagnation. That's been annihilated and dealt with. So it's time for us to move in what God is calling us to do. So anybody else want to share tonight? If so, I posted the thing in the chat. But it's time for you to live. I'm so excited about the testimonies that's going to be coming back to me. Y'all make sure y'all share with me. If you want to sow into this beautiful, beautiful broadcast, if you want to be a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's also Cash App, On Fire to Inspire. Make sure if you have not gotten your book, the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional, perfect, perfect timing to get started. It's only $2.99. It's on all of your digital outlets. On Amazon, it's on Barnes and Noble. Blessings, my sister. And for those of you whose states have opened up, I want y'all to use wisdom. I said I wasn't going to get into this, but I just feel led to. Use wisdom. There's no way that I can go get my nails done and get my hair done and still practice social distancing. There's no way. So I want y'all to use wisdom in that, because CDC did not agree with this reopening this soon. One of my friends is a behavioral specialist at one of the main hospitals in Atlanta. They have not allowed her to come to work for 3 weeks. She's still not allowed to come to work. So if you're not allowing people who work at the hospital to come in because of the virus, then, I have conflicted. Me personally, I'm still staying in. It's on y'all. But I want you to use wisdom, y'all. Cover yourself up. Yes, we are covered by the blood, but at the same time, use wisdom. I love y'all. I want to see you grow. I want to see you excel. I want to see you just take off. So I think that's it tonight. We don't have anybody else wanting to share tonight on the live. So y'all remember everything we said. Thank you, every person that shared. I love you guys. We'll be back same time, same place next week. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, and we will talk to you guys next week. Remember, y'all, it's time to live.